All right, we're going to kick things off this hour with Richard Cutock. And
correct.
Richard is with TG Tools United Company. Richard, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. You brought with you one of Morris's favorite things, tools.
There is no tool that I don't love.
He never met a tool he didn't like.
I love every tool. And I tell you, I never felt a Forstner bit that is so incredibly sharp. I could shave with...
What's a Forstner bit?
A Forstner bit is for making a countersink hole that's flat on the bottom.
Right, but...
It's for making a cylindrical cut that is flat on the bottom.
Right, but what we take that a little bit further, Morris, is what we do with that is this works in wood of all types except ironwood and bloodwood, okay? But it makes a perfect hole of all types. It bores in all directions. It will route. It will give you anything you want because of the way it bores. It also does a curved path.
Wow.
So it is totally unique. Made from machine tool, it is titanium coated. We put a 3-flat shank on it. It can be resharpened. It is awesome. There's nothing else like it in the industry.
Wow. And it comes in various sizes, yes?
Yes, it comes in...
I'm looking an inch and a quarter here.
From an inch and a quarter down, plus a 35 millimeter for installing European hinges.
Now, I see a normal paddle bit has a threaded screw on the tip.
Right.
That's to help draw the bit into the material.
Right.
This doesn't have a draw bit on the tip.
Not at all.
And I'm looking at your paddle bit, which looks like the letter W... And it has offset tines on both sides of the paddle. So tell me why...
And it's got a blade like a knife.
And it has a blade like a knife.
Right.
And it's sharp enough, I can shave with this blade.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I've never seen a paddle bit so sharp.
Six cutting edges on that.
Six cutting edges.
Correct. It comes in all the most popular sizes. Again, everything I'm showing you comes in sets. It also comes individually packaged. That particular paddle bit, or what we call a spade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's call a spade a spade. Okay?
Let's call a spade a spade.
Correct. Oh, there's no tang on there to bend or break. And you had mentioned an auger type. What this does, everything with us, we don't rip wood at all. We don't rip the material.
You don't rip it. You
we
cut it.
We shave it.
You shave it.
We shave it, correct.
Yeah.
And that's what you had said. You could shave with it.
Yeah.
And what makes it so unique is that wood, plastic, sheet metal, brass, copper, aluminum, and some stainless will work with that. We sell tonnage of this to the RV industry because it goes through all different types of material. To the homeowners, to the DIY industry.
Yeah.
We sell through distributors. We sell through retailers. We don't sell direct to the consumer.
Now, can we cut around corners with that? Or
Do
we use the Forstner bit alone?
No. This does a rough curve as well. This particular unit also comes in a 13-inch for that longer reach.
Yeah, I'm an electrician.
Okay.
So I'm always looking for ways to get around the corner.
Exactly.
He is always looking for ways to cut corners. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm looking at a conventional drill bit.
What do we call that?
It's an unconventional brad point.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a wood bit, and it is sharp as a razor right along its length.
Oh, boy.
What?
Along the twist.
Correct.
It really is sharp.
Well, what we do, Morris, with that is we sharpen both the inside and the outside of the extrusion flutes.
Yes.
Does many things. It cuts down on the heat. Okay. Takes out the debris faster. If you notice, we have six cutting edges on the point.
Boy.
Gives us 20% more cutting surface.
Boy.
Okay. Only thing you can't do, because a regular brad point has four cutting edges, okay, you can't put that in a drill doctor. It'll destroy it.
Okay.
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 So you're not going to resharpen this.
Yeah.
Yes, you can resharpen.
Yeah, you
can resharpen
it,
the tip. Correct.
Okay, but not in the drill doctor?
Not in the drill doctor.
The depth of the recess seems a little greater than normal twist bit.
Yes, it is.
And I think it would allow for the excess to come out of the bore more easily.
And create less friction.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
And they have a snap-in shaft.
Correct.
Love it.
Yes.
He is Richard Cutock, and the company is TG Tools United.
Where's my box of bits? Where's my box of bits?
Richard, how may our audience, consisting of pros and homeowners, get more information on the product?
They can go to www.mytgtools.com.
And can they find the product at retail?
Oh, yes. We're in retailers across the country. We are not in the big box stores.
Okay.
But we are in
Lumber yards,
Ace Hardware stores.
Independents
across the country.
Wonderful.
We're also on...
That's because you can't compete with the crap that the big box stores sell.
No, no.
It's a long story.
It is a long story. I won't get into it.
Start by going to mytgtools.com. Don't you touch that dial. There's more on the house live from the Remodeling Show Deck Expo after this.